It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New York City will pay more than $28 million to the family of a young man who hanged himself in Rikers as correction officers watched and did nothing. Nicholas Feliciano was 18 at the time and suffered severe brain damage. Now 22, he requires round-the-clock care and struggles to remember things. Reporter Jan Ransom wrote about the settlement for the New York Times. She joins us now. We should note this conversation will include mentions of self-harm. Jan, Nicholas arrived as a teenager at Rikers, and here we are a few years later talking about a $28 million settlement to his family. Walk us through here the timeline of events that led to this settlement, please.
Sure. So in November 2019, Nicholas was on Rikers Island. He was there on a parole violation. And after getting into an altercation with other detainees, he was put into what is called an intake cell. And after hours of sitting there, he began to act out. Over time, he begins to create a noose in his cell using t-shirts, sweatshirts. And over the course of 7 minutes and 51 seconds, he hangs himself while various officers are passing by, looking over, seeing him hanging, or even opening the cell door and doing nothing. And so, fast forward to about 2022, the Bronx DA announces criminal charges against 4 of the 9 officers. Mm. Fast forward to this year, the case is moving forward towards being settled at the tune of $28.75 million.
Jan, you've seen the video. To be clear, do the officers see him making what likely is a noose?
Absolutely. And so, before he ever begins hanging, we see in the footage that there is a sweater already hanging from a U-shaped hook in the ceiling. And, it is the officer's responsibility to stop a person from harming themselves. And so there was definitely time to intervene even before he ever hung himself. And then he attaches a second sweatshirt. And we see in the video, he tests the sweatshirts to see, I guess, if it works. And we can see in the video footage, officers standing at a desk and looking over at Nicholas, who's motionless at this point. We can see an officer, literally open the cell door, stare at his body for a second, and then close it and walks off.
What does this say about the way the correction department treats mentally ill detainees?
It says a lot. Unfortunately, after Nicholas, this happened again. And unfortunately, that person actually killed themselves. In that situation, a captain was charged with criminally negligent homicide. The captain in that case stopped her subordinate from intervening. And so we see this time and time again over the past 3 years. At least 18 detainees with a mental illness have either killed themselves, overdosed on drugs, or died in other ways. And, the Board of Correction, which is an oversight body, has released reports showing that in many of these instances, the correction officers were slow to intervene and that there were other breakdowns in care and custody of these people.
Now, you're right. If the judge approves this settlement, it will be among the largest pretrial settlements ever to go to a single plaintiff in a civil rights case in New York City. Well, Jan, what about the officers involved? What happens to them?
That's a great question. And so, as I mentioned earlier, 4 of the 9 officers were charged with misconduct and other felony offenses. 2 of them pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges last year, including the one officer who actually opened the cell door. And so they are avoiding jail time. A captain and another officer are still awaiting trial in the charges. Another officer resigned in May. A couple of others, never got so much as a suspension. And the captain who was involved in this, he had been sued before for not helping a detainee who was in distress. But that captain is still working there today. And in the years after what happened to Feliciano, he has received additional complaints about his lack of supervision and other issues on the job.
The Correction Officers Union has said that the case against the guards was, quote, being driven more by politics than by facts. What do you think the union means by that?
Yeah, so the union said this in response to the criminal charges that the Bronx DA filed back in 2022. You know, I think the union was standing up for their members, you know, but I think the video speak for themselves and, you know, definitely give the public an inside look into what actually happens in these cases, you know. Unlike many police killings that are, you know, have been as of late recorded on cell phones, you know, it's rare that the public gets a look at what is happening on Rikers.
Nicholas Feliciano was left in a coma and now has severe brain damage, as you report. What is life like for him now?
You know, I spoke to his grandmother, Madeline Feliciano, and she said he'll never be the same. He needs a walker to get around. He needs assistance while eating. He suffers from short-term memory loss. So he needs round-the-clock care. And the family is hopeful that, you know, the settlement will help them to provide that to him, but at home instead of in the facilities that he has been in.
What a story. Jan Ransom is an investigative reporter with the New York Times, talking about this $28 million settlement in the case of Nicholas Feliciano. Jan, thank you so much.
Thank you.